News Talk 94.9 WSJM. You are listening to Our Take. Thanks for tuning in. I am the host today. My name is Andrew Green. Glad to be with you. Our Take is the show where we get in-depth looks at things that have been playing out in the news around Michigan's great Southwest, the things happening in your community. Things you've heard about on WSJM News, we will talk about them at length here on Our Take. We get sort of an extended look, and I chat with the individuals who make things happen around Michigan's great Southwest just to get more of their perspective on what's going on. And on today's show, we have plenty of guests lined up. First of all, next segment, I'll come back and give you an update on what happened at the Berrien County Board of Commissioners last night. They had a night meeting yesterday, which meant I was there, and they talked about the Road Commission. As we have discussed on Our Take multiple times, the Berrien County Board of Commissioners has been studying the possibility of taking over the Berrien County Road Commission due to various complaints about the governance over there. Anyway, last night, the County Board of Commissioners sort of balked at this idea. They were presented with a draft resolution that laid out how this could work, and several commissioners expressed reservations. They're back to the drawing board. They want to meet with the County Road Commission to learn more. We'll hear all about last night's meeting coming up in the next segment. Also next segment, I will catch up with the director of the Berrien County Youth Fair. Now, the Berrien County Youth Fair happened last month. It sort of closed out the summer here in Berrien County, and the fair went well. I caught up with the fair director not long after the fair ended just to get a sort of retrospective on how this year's event went. We got attendance numbers and all that. We'll hear that conversation coming up on today's Our Take. Also today, we'll talk about a run that's taking place this weekend to raise funds for police around Michigan's great Southwest. There is a special run taking place to raise money for body cameras. This is a partnership between Southwest Michigan Racers and Berrien County Strong Communities in Action. That's the organization that was founded following last summer's courthouse shootings. So this run this weekend is all about supporting police. There are actually a few different runs coming up in the next week or so for police or that are police related. Anyway, we'll get a preview of that event, which is set for this Sunday. And then finally on today's show, we will catch up with a Girl Scout from St. Joe. I spoke with her a few weeks ago. She's entering the ninth grade. She has built a little free library that is going to be posted outside of The Clark Elementary, E.P. Clark Elementary in St. Joe, starting next week. It'll be Tuesday they're aiming for to get this little free library installed. I caught up with Elise Vogelweed to hear about her project. We'll learn all about that on today's Our Take. And finally, we'll round out the show with a quick box office update with my pal, our man in the dark, Jacob Holmes. He's our blockbuster expert here at WSJM. We'll take a look at what's coming out at the movies this weekend. There's one big movie and one not-so-big movie opening up at Celebration Cinema in Benton Harbor. We will chat about that coming up on today's Our Take. And if you would like to weigh in on something we've discussed on Our Take, all you have to do is send us an email. The address is ourtake at WSJM.com. That's O-U-R-T-A-K-E at WSJM.com. We would love to hear your thoughts. We're all ears. And also, if you have a suggestion for a topic, send us a message to that email address. News Talk 94.9 WSJM. This is Our Take. We are going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll find out about what the Berrien County Board of Commissioners did last night, and we will hear about this year's Berrien County Youth Fair, which wrapped up last month. News Talk 94.9 WSJM. Stick around. We'll be right back. News Talk 94.9 WSJM. This is Our Take. I am the host today. It's my pleasure to be with you. My name is Andrew Green. If you'd like to weigh in on something we discuss on the show, just send us an email. The address is ourtake at WSJM.com. That's O-U-R-T-A-K-E at WSJM.com. On this segment of the show, I thought I would tell you about what the Berrien County Board of Commissioners did last night. They held a night meeting last night to talk about the issue of the Road Commission. The Board of Commissioners of Berrien County, they have been talking for a couple of months now about the idea of absorbing the Road Commission. There have been some complaints about governance over at the Road Commission. It's been going on for several years. It goes back to even before the current Road Commission board, which is in place. Anyway, last night, The Berrien County Board of Commissioners held a public hearing, and they got the public's thoughts on this idea of taking over the road commission. They heard all sorts of different opinions, some in favor of a takeover, some against. And then finally, County Administrator Bill Wolf presented a draft resolution to the county board. Now, I don't think that they were being asked to vote on it last night, but it was just being presented to them for the first time. And this resolution from County Administrator Bill Wolf outlined how a takeover of the road commission would occur. What would happen is the county would absorb all assets and liabilities of the road commission as soon as the resolution was approved, if it were to be approved. The county would take over all assets and all liabilities, and it would establish a county road department. And then the county board would have to hire a county road director. In the meantime, the county administrator, Bill Wolf, would appoint an acting road director. Some commissioners took issue with that last night, and they had many questions about policies and liabilities and all that. So in the end, the Berrien County Board of Commissioners last night, what they ended up deciding to do was they decided to hold a workshop with the County Roads Commission. There actually hasn't been that much communication between the Road Commission and the actual county board while they've been discussing this for the past few months. So in the end, last night, they decided to slow down a little bit. They sort of expressed some reservations, and now they're going to meet with the road commissioners to see what they can learn from just having some discussions with them. So after the meeting, I caught up with Berrien County Board of Commissioners Chair John Hinkleman to hear his thoughts. Talk to him about how he felt last night's meeting went.
Well, I think that the commissioners, what they've asked for is some more information. They want to make sure, this is a very, very difficult decision, and they want to make sure that they're doing it right and they're doing it correctly and that they have all the information that they need to make a good, correct decision. And I think that in their hearts, they want to make sure that that they are providing as much taxpayer value as they can. And so in as much, they're trying to get it all the information that they need to make that decision. So that's, in a nutshell, I think that's what they're asking for. They want to make sure that we've given them a, County Administrator Bill Wolf has given them a, I think a good tutorial on what it would look like if it were a road department rather than a road commission. And so I think that the commissioners are doing just that. They're trying to do their due diligence to come up with a proper answer.
An overwhelming turnout from the community tonight. Mm-hmm. What do you make of so many people concerned about this change potentially?
Well, what I think is that I'm delighted in the turnout, and I think that it is fitting and proper because roads are fundamental to a way of life. They just simply are, and they're basic to a community. We need good roads, and I think everybody wants the same thing. And so the turnout tonight, it screamed that.
And then next steps?
Well, I think that what the commissioners have asked for today are policies that the Road Commission has on personnel for a simple review. And then I think they want to have a dialogue with the road commissioners and try to find out from their perspective pratfalls in the logic behind making it a department. And I think at that point in time, then if there's more information that's needed, we'll request that information. And I do think, though, that there is there's a need to get an answer to this. There are many good employees out at the Road Commission, and they deserve to know, what lies in front of them. So we'll work to as quickly as we can, and try to get to a proper conclusion as quickly as we can.
All right. So that's Berrien County Board of Commissioners Chair John Hinkleman saying, "All right, commissioners are being very deliberative, and they want to make sure they make the right decision when it comes to the Road Commission." So they're still weighing whether or not they'd even want the county to take over the road commission, and there are several complicated matters to consider if the county does. So last night's meeting just ended with the commissioner sort of reaching a consensus agreement. They didn't vote on this. They just agreed to have a meeting with the road commission to talk a little more. They also want to take a look at the road commission's policies before they move forward because they are a deliberative body. And that's what happened last night at the Berrien County Board of Commissioners meeting. News Talk 94.9 WSJM. This is Our Take, the show where we take in-depth looks at things happening in the news in Michigan's great Southwest. Now, something that wrapped up last month, something that's a lot more fun than discussions about a road commission. Something that happened last month was the Berrien County Youth Fair. This event held in Berrien Springs in the month of August each year. It was, I think, the 70th year for the Berrien County Youth Fair. Anyway, they wrapped it up last month. And I caught up with the fair director, Karen Klug, when they were all finished because I wanted a sort of retrospective on how this year's fair went. And so I talked with her about attendance and about what aspects of the fair went well, which aspects didn't go quite as well. And let's hear that conversation now. All right, Karen, so the Berrien County Youth Fair for 2017, it wrapped up a few weeks ago. Tell us, how was the attendance this year?
Attendance ended up at 121,563 people.
And how does that compare to most other years?
It's a little more than it was last year, a little less than the year before. It's pretty much within our average range is about 130 to 130. So it's right there good. We had some really good days, a couple days that were a little bit slower, but that's pretty typical as well.
Do we know what the most attended day was?
The most attended day was Tuesday Kids Day, was 23,224. That's pretty normal, too, just because a lot of people like to come out on that day, especially if it's nice and sunshiny, and it was this year where the kids up to high school age get in free, and then there's three free shows of Circus Continental, so it's always a fun day.
All right, and at the Youth Fair last month, if you take a look back at the grandstand events, any grandstand event especially successful?
We had a good show with Brothers Osborne on Wednesday, and then Demolition Derby, we brought that back this year, and it was real close to a sellout again. So obviously it's kind of activity that people like to come and see. So we like those kind of nights when the grandstands are full and it brings in a good crowd and they can come and enjoy the fair plus the show.
And I know a big factor in determining the success of the youth fair is the weather, and the weather for this year's fair went pretty well.
Pretty good. We had a couple days where it was in the mid-80s and a little bit of humidity, but didn't have a whole lot of liquid sunshine this year like we had last year, so we were thankful for that.
So when you reflect back on last month's Berrien County Youth Fair, is there anything in particular that you think went especially well, any events that stand out in your mind?
It was just a great week. You know, all the events ran pretty smoothly in comparison to last year when we had a lot of changes to try to accommodate for the weather. But just a great group of volunteers that came out again to help make everything happen. That's the way that it happens, because otherwise with just our few full-time employees, we couldn't do it all. And so without the volunteers, we wouldn't be able to have as great of an event as we do each year.
All right. And finally, when do you start planning for next year's fair?
Oh, it's already begun. As things finish up for one year, the volunteers and the board members are already thinking to the next year, which our dates for 2018 will be August 13th through the 18th.
All right. That's Berrien County Youth Fair Director Karen Klug. I caught up with her following last month's youth fair. It wrapped up for the year. You know, now that summer's over and the kids are back in school, I thought we'd take one last look at sort of a highlight of the summer, which is the youth fair. They're already planning for next year's fair. That'll be August 13th through the 18th. 2018. 121,000 people showed up to the youth fairgrounds in Berrien Springs last month for that week of events at the Berrien County Youth Fair. It's always great fun, Karen telling us the country music performance from the Brothers Osborne was the biggest thing they had last year. And so Berrien County Youth Fair going strong. They'll be back next August for another event. And it's time to go back to school for all the kids. Summer is over. News Talk 94.9 WSJM. You are listening to Our Take. Next segment of the show, we'll find out about a 5K run taking place this weekend over at Lake Michigan College. And it's raising money for police agencies around Michigan's Great Southwest. And specifically, they're trying to raise money to buy body cameras. We'll learn about that. I'll chat with an organizer of this run set for this Sunday at LMC. And then later on, we'll hear from a St. Joseph Girl Scout who has built a little free library for a local elementary school. News Talk 94.9 WSJM. This is Our Take. We're taking a quick break right now. If you'd like to weigh in on something we have discussed, send us an email. The address is ourtake@wsjm.com. That's O-U-R-T-A-K-E at wsjm.com. Stick around and we'll be right back. News Talk 94.9 WSJM. You are listening to Our Take. I am the host today. My name is Andrew Green. Glad to be with you. This is the Friday edition of the show. We're almost out of here for the weekend. Everyone's mind is already on the weekend, especially the kids who had to go back to school this week. At least they only had a four-day school week. Well, have no fear, kids. You're about to get a couple of days off here. And I hope you have good plans for this weekend. I hope all goes smoothly for you. Coming up on today's show later on, we'll get our usual Friday box office preview when Jacob, our man in the dark, will come in here and talk with us about what's coming out at the cinema this weekend. There's one movie in particular that I am looking forward to. It's the second Stephen King adaptation of the summer of the year, and I have a feeling it'll be the better of the two. Also coming up on today's show, next segment, we'll talk with a local Girl Scout who has built a little free library for E.P. Clark Elementary School. I talked with her recently, and we'll hear that conversation. Right now, I wanted to find out about an event set for this weekend. It's taking place on Sunday at Lake Michigan College. It's a partnership between Southwest Michigan Racers and Berrien County Strong Community in Action. They are holding a 5K run at LMC, and they are raising money for law enforcement. It's $25 to register. If you want to take part, you show up, or you can register in advance. We have a link to the website at WSJM.com. The race on Sunday starts at 2, but they'll be gathering there earlier. If you're not planning to register until race day, you should definitely show up much earlier than 2 p.m. Anyway, I caught up with one of the organizers of this race. It's a Southwest Michigan Racers. I talked with Marianne Groth, one of the race organizers. Let's hear that conversation now. All right, Marianne, you've got this run going on, this 5K taking place at LMC this Sunday. Tell us a bit more about what exactly you have planned.
So the event is at Lake Michigan College, the Napier campus. So that's at 2755 East Napier and Button Harbor. And we're actually going to be right in front of the Western Michigan Southwest campus. So it's the parking lot that's shared by Western and also the Mendel Center.
Okay, and when you're going to be out there?
It's Sunday, September 10th at 2 p.m.
All right, now you're doing this Southwest Michigan Racers in conjunction with Berrien County Strong Communities in Action. Can you tell us a little bit more about that partnership?
We were asked to do this event last year in 2016, and it kind of arose out of the Berrien County Strong Community Action group that formed. And we thought it was good to kind of align with that, and that's how the name came about.
Tell us a little more about the race itself. What's the course?
So we have a 5K course that people can either run or walk. The event is chip timed, and the course is on pavement, dirt roads, and some grass trails. Part of it is on the actual campus of Lake Michigan College, and then it goes over to South Euclid Street, goes around there by the Berrien County Animal Control and back. We've got a few prizes that we'll be giving away. And just kind of, it's to honor and show support of law enforcement in Berrien County. And the proceeds from this year's event are going to be donated towards the purchase of body cams for officers.
Okay, so this is the second time you've held a 5K to benefit local police. I take it last year was successful if you're doing it again.
Yes. And so when we had that event last year, we had a great turnout and everybody was asking if we were going to do it again. So we reserved the date. So we last year, we donated about $6,600 towards the purchase of those holsters. And so people had wanted to do something like this again. And so we decided to follow through with that.
Is it too late for someone to sign up if they would like to take part?
No, registration is still open. People can either go to our website, which is swmiracers.org, or they can go to our Facebook page, which is also swmiracers. Also can be found on raceplanner.com, and then just do a search on Berrien County Strong. So our online registration will be open through Saturday. If people register by the end of, by midnight tomorrow night, they will be eligible for an early packet pickup that we will hold on Saturday afternoon at LMC.
Great.
If they register now, it's $25 for people 15 and over. kids 14 and under are $15. And then if you're pushing anybody in a stroller, wheelchair, pulling kids in a wagon, there's no charge for them, but it does not include a shirt.
All right, so this 5K run taking place this weekend, benefiting local police. Is there anything you want to add about what you have planned?
Just that we appreciate everyone's support, especially supporting our local law enforcement officers, and just stressing that the proceeds do remain here in Berrien County.
All right, that was Mary Ann Groth with Southwest Michigan Racers telling us about this run, this 5K run planned for Sunday at Lake Michigan College to raise funds for local police. The Southwest Michigan Racers are teaming up with Berrien County Strong Community in Action for this event. Berrien County Strong is an organization that was founded following the courthouse shooting in St. Joe last year. It's all about supporting the police and building a relationship between the police and the public. And so that event is happening on Sunday. Now, that's not the only police-related run happening in the coming days here. Something that's happening tomorrow, Saturday, is another 5K run to benefit police. This is the Back the Blue 5K. This one's happening at Riverview Park tomorrow, starting at 9 a.m. This race is not related to the one we just heard about. This is the Back the Blue race, which is part of a sort of national effort. They're holding these Back the Blue races all over the country. So the Berrien County Sheriff's Department itself is trying to organize this race that's set to take place tomorrow at Riverview Park. You go to backtheblue5k.com to register for that one. All right, so that's another police-related run taking place in the coming days. And that's not all. There's another one happening on Monday. This one is the Berrien County Area Law Enforcement Torch Run. This one is set for Monday. It'll begin over at the Bandshell in St. Joe. This is organized by Michigan State Police. They're raising money for the Special Olympics. This will be on Monday at 11 a.m. in downtown St. Joe. So there's three races going on this weekend or in the coming days related to law enforcement, either organized by law enforcement or to benefit law enforcement. It's interesting how they all just happen to fall around the same weekend. But there you go. If you're a runner and if you like police, there are several ways you can support them this weekend by running. News Talk 94.9 WSJM. You're listening to Our Take, the show where we take an in-depth look at some of the things you may have heard about on WSJM News recently. And we're going to take a break, but when we come back next segment, we're going to catch up with a Girl Scout from St. Joe. She has built a little free library. If you don't know what a little free library is, we will explain it next segment. And she's going to install this little free library next Tuesday, they're aiming for. She's going to install it outside of E.P. Clark Elementary School. We'll hear about that coming up next segment, and then we will wrap up today's show with a discussion of the weekend box office. Jacob Holmes, our man in the dark, our blockbuster expert, will come in here, and he and I will chat about the options available at the cinema if you are so inclined to go to the movies this weekend. News Talk 94.9 WSJM. If you'd like to weigh in on something we discuss here on Our Take, send us an email. The address is ourtake@wsjm.com. That's O-U-R-T-A-K-E at wsjm.com. Stick around and we will be right back. News Talk 94.9 WSJM. You are listening to Our Take. I am the host today. My name is Andrew Green. Glad to be with you. Friday edition of the show. I hope you have a big weekend planned. Or actually, I hope you have a very relaxed weekend planned. That's what I'm hoping for. This is the show where we take an in-depth look at things playing out in the news around Michigan's great Southwest. So far in today's show, we heard about last night's Berrien County Board of Commissioners meeting, at which the commissioners sort of expressed some reservations or a little bit of hesitation about having the county take over the road commission. We took a look at that on today's show. Also today, we caught up with the director of the Berrien County Youth Fair. I wanted to get a sort of retrospective on how this year's fair went. And all in all, it was a fair fair. So we talked to the fair director all about that. Also on today's show, we talked to the organizer of a run that's set for Sunday at Lake Michigan College to raise money for police agencies around Michigan's great Southwest. And then I also told you about a couple of other police runs going on. There's another one happening tomorrow, and then there's one set for Monday. Lots of runs going on in the next couple of days around the St. Joseph-Benton Harbor area to benefit or organized by police if you're interested. For this segment, I wanted to catch up with a local Girl Scout. There is a Girl Scout named Elise Vogelweed from St. Joseph. She's just entered the ninth grade. I talked with her a couple of weeks ago because she built a little free library that she's going to install outside of E.P. Clark Elementary in St. Joe. Now, if you don't know what a little free library is, I'll tell you. A little free library is a sort of, it's a little drop box. It kind of looks like a little house. It's a little wooden box with a door on it and a roof, obviously, sort of designed to look like a house. You stick it on a post and you put it someplace in public and people can take books out of it or put books in. People sort of just exchange books with a little free library. It seems to operate on a sort of honor system. And so this Girl Scout from St. Joe, Elise Vogelweed, has built one as part of a project for the Girl Scouts. She's pursuing a Girl Scout Silver Award. I caught up with her about this. They're going to unveil the little free library actually this weekend, but it'll be finally installed on its post. They're aiming for next Tuesday. So I talked to Elise about this project. Let's hear that conversation now. All right, I'm talking to Elise Vogelweed, as well as her mom, Elizabeth, is in the room. Elise, tell us a bit about why you decided to build a little free library.
I'm working with the community to create. I'm trying to have kids want to learn to read more and to have them be more excited about reading, because when I was a kid, it was my favorite thing to do, and so I want to share that with them.
Okay, and you're pursuing a Girl Scout Silver Award?
Yes, it's the second highest award in Girl Scouting. So you have to do a Girl Scout journey, and then we have to do a service work with the community to create, like, to fix a problem in our area.
Okay, neat. So you thought you would try to encourage people to do more reading?
Yes.
Why reading?
Because I like to open doors that for kids to try new things, and they can go to new places with reading, places they would never be able to visit. And I think it's good to help with imagination. And it also helps with not just the subject of reading, but it also helps with math and science, too.
Great. Are you a big reader?
Yes.
Any favorite authors?
I think I really like Suzanne Collins because of The Hunger Games.
Oh, okay.
But Veronica Roth is also a great one, too, because of Divergent.
All right. So you've built a little free library. Now, I just explained a little bit about what little free libraries are, but how would you explain the concept?
So little free libraries are put up everywhere around the world. And they're to encourage kids who might not be able to get books, and it provides them with books that are free. And the idea is that they place a book in the library, and then they also take one out. So this allows everybody to be able to utilize the library.
All right, and so you've built your little free library. What kind of work had to go into building it? How long did it take?
I worked with Barton Boatworks because they build boats, obviously. But they helped me to understand, like, how it all works, how to make it more waterproof and stuff. And it took me about 3 days, I think, to build it. 3 full days of work.
Great. And your plan is to put it up outside of E.P. Clark Elementary?
Yes. I chose there because there's a lot of kids that go there every day. And so it's a great place to put the library so that it can be utilized by all kids. And it's on their way so that they don't have to make an extra trip out of their way. They can just do it right, like, where they have to go every day. It can be used for the community around it. Everybody can come to it.
Cool. So have you, talked to the school about it? They're all right with it?
Yes. I talked to Mrs. Allen. She's the principal of E.P. Clark. And she also talked to Mrs. Carden, mm-hmm. the superintendent. And we got together a couple times just to mostly discuss where we would be placing it and the different, what she wants as of, like, book types and designs and stuff like that.
All right, we're talking to Elise Vogelweed, a local Girl Scout who's installing a little free library outside of E.P. Clark Elementary. So, Elise, how does it feel to complete something like this?
It's very satisfying, especially since I got to design the whole thing myself, and then I got to make it all from scratch. And then Ace Hardware was really great in helping me to accomplish my dreams because they donated most of the supplies to help.
Okay, that was Elise Vogelweed, a St. Joseph Girl Scout who has completed a little free library. They're planning to install it outside of E.P. Clark on next Tuesday, and this weekend it may be visible out there as well. She built this little free library as she pursues a Girl Scout Silver Award, which is the second highest honor they can get. And so I thought that was a fun project. That's interesting. Something positive happening in the community. I wanted to get a little perspective on that for today's Our Take. News Talk 94.9 WSJM. This is Our Take. We're getting close to wrapping up today's show. In fact, we're getting close to wrapping up Our Take for the week. My name is Andrew Green. I am the host today. And if you'd like to weigh in on something we have discussed, send us an email. The address is ourtake@wsjm.com. O-U-R-T-A-K-E at wsjm.com. Also, if you'd like to suggest a topic, send us a message. We're always interested in suggestions. And right now, for this segment of the show, because it's Friday, we're heading into the weekend. I like to wrap up every edition of Our Take, but especially on Fridays, I like to wrap it up with something fun. And to me, what's fun is going to the movies. So, I've got our man in the dark, Jacob Holmes, right here to talk with me about what's coming out at the box office for this weekend. All right, Jacob, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
Well, as always, I like to check in with you to find out about what's coming out at the movies any given weekend. And so we have some new options this weekend, don't we?
Right. We've got a couple of new options. The biggest one is It.
It.
New adaptation of the classic Stephen King novel. So There's another Stephen King adaptation this year after The Dark Tower. But this one is looking to be way better. And much more of a box office hit than The Dark Tower was.
Right, and I've heard nothing but positives about this new It film.
Just about nothing but positives. Yeah, it's interesting. If you're a fan of the novel, if you're a Stephen King fan and a fan of that novel in particular, you will probably like this movie because it stays stays true to the story. It's able to do a lot more. It was a TV miniseries back in the 90s with Tim Curry. Mm-hmm. But because that was on TV, they had to kind of neuter the material a little bit, so to say.
Right.
But now that they've got the freedom of a film and it is R rated. And from what I've heard, it earns that R rating many times over.
Right.
So this is truer to the book. So if that's what you're looking for, you're probably going to really like this movie. Yeah. I've heard nothing but good things about it. I'm seeing it tonight.
Oh yeah.
And I'm really excited.
Yeah, I'd like to see it tonight. I read It when I was young, when I was practically a kid. So I don't fully, I don't remember it especially well, but I remember the basic story.
And it's a long book, too. It's like 1,100 pages.
Yes, it is indeed. It's right up there with The Stand. And now this is a story of a bunch of young kids. They're dealing with an evil clown.
An evil being that likes to take the form of a clown. It takes on the form of whatever that kid, particular kid, is scared of most, but it likes to appear as a clown because that's how it like invites kids in. Kind of, it's a very, very creepy idea.
And now Tim Curry's performance in the TV miniseries was very iconic.
Right.
A lot of people remember that. Do we know who plays the new clown?
Yes, it's Bill Skarsgård, the son of Stellan Skarsgård and brother of Alexander Skarsgård. So it's a bit of an acting family there. But he's been in, he's kind of a genre actor now. He's appeared in several horror projects, most notably Hemlock Grove on Netflix.
Okay.
And but from what I've seen, I think the marketing has been really good for this movie that they don't show him a lot.
No, they don't. And I think he's going more for straight up scary than Tim Curry.
Yeah, Tim Curry was funny.
But, he was.
It was entertaining. It's a very different take. And what I've been reading is people should not. Should not compare the two performances because they are so different. They are their own thing.
All right. Now, is Bill Skarsgård related to Peter Skarsgård?
I think so. I lost track of how many people are in that family.
Right, right. Well, he's a Skarsgård. So, so we've got It this weekend. Great buzz on that. It sounds like it's actually a scary film.
Yeah, we've had I've talked to a couple of people here in the building at the radio stations who saw it last night. They said it was very good, and it was plenty scary, so.
I'm afraid I won't be able to get a seat tonight, actually.
I looked at the Celebration showtimes, and there are many, many, many showtimes for this, so I don't think finding a seat is going to be difficult.
Okay, and speaking of, Stephen King adaptations, The Dark Tower.
Yeah, The Dark Tower is still playing in theaters, so you got two Stephen King adaptations to choose from, one wildly better than the other, it sounds like.
Right. I saw The Dark Tower, and I actually sort of enjoyed it. It's not scary. It's more like, it's almost like a kid's adventure movie.
Well, that's not, I don't think that's what fans of the book series were going for. And it is not a horror series. It's more of, high fantasy, massive world building.
All right. So it's the more solid choice here.
Yes. It is the more solid choice. Not The Dark Tower. It.
Go and see It. So what else we got opening up this weekend?
Well, if scary horror clown movies aren't your thing, there's one new option. It's a Reese Witherspoon romantic comedy called Home Again.
Have I woken up in 2003?
As I was just going to say, this seems like the kind of movie that she would have made like 13, 15 years ago.
Right.
And I like Reese Witherspoon. She's fine. She seems like she's a good actress, and she's been in some really good stuff lately. But yeah, this seems like a weird, it's just like, did she like really need a paycheck, or did she owe somebody a favor or something? This doesn't seem like something that she would do nowadays.
Right. It's called Home Again. And do you know what the premise of this
film is? The plot synopsis is a recently separated mother of two starts a new life in Los Angeles, which is complicated by her decision to house three young charismatic guys. Romantic shenanigans ensue. I added that last part.
Okay. So she's got three guys and she's trying to deal with them, and it's a romantic comedy.
Yep.
So this is three guys trying to woo Reese Witherspoon?
I would assume. I don't know. I have not really caught a trailer for this. Honestly, this movie's going to get really overshadowed by It.
So we got a romantic comedy with Reese Witherspoon opening up this weekend. Are those the only new ones?
Those seem to be the only two new choices. And I think at Celebration, Flicks Family Film Festival is starting this weekend. And that's where previously released family films are put back in theaters for a week. And it's kids 12 and under get in free. Everyone else, it's $5. And I think this week's movie is The Boss Baby from DreamWorks, which I did not see. Yeah. But I heard okay things about it.
Yep, it is listed here on the show times. I say Logan Lucky's a good movie to see if you're interested in that one.
Right, but the big main attraction is It. It's the perfect movie. Now that we're starting to kind of transition into fall, get into the Halloween season, I think it's a great way to usher in that time of year.
Indeed, I'll be seeing It this weekend, and I know you will as well.
Yep, I'm looking forward to it.
All right, Jacob, well, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me, as always.
All right, that was our man in the dark, Jacob Holmes, there chatting with me about the new options available this weekend at the box office. And you know what? That wraps up another edition of Our Take. On today's show, we caught up with the Berrien County Board of Commissioners. We learned about what they did last night, ultimately opting to seek more information before they go any further in pursuing a takeover of the Road Commission. Also today, we got a recap of the Berrien County Youth Fair, which took place last month. They're already planning ahead for next year's Youth Fair. Also on today's show, we learned about some runs taking place in the next few days. There's one set for tomorrow in St. Joe to benefit police agencies, and there's another one taking place Sunday in Benton Township to benefit police agencies. And that's not even to mention another one taking place Monday in St. Joe to benefit the Special Olympics. All a bunch of runs taking place involving Southwest Michigan police agencies. Then we caught up with a local Girl Scout who has built a little free library, which will be unveiled next Tuesday at E.P. Clark Elementary in St. Joe. And just now, to close out the show, I chatted with Jacob Holmes, our man in the dark, about the weekend box office options. It's time for us to pack it in for another week. I've been the host today. My name is Andrew Green, and if you'd like to weigh in on something we've discussed on Our Take, send us an email. The address is ourtake@wsjm.com, or you could just email me, Andrew@WSJM.com. I thank you for being with us. We'll be back on Monday, same time, same station. In the meantime, I hope you have a great and very safe weekend.